on the line from Columbus, Ohio. I'm talking about the coach, John Johnson, the man that orchestrated the greatest upset in boxing history. I'm talking about the meltdown of Mike Tyson by James Buster Douglas. Coach, I love you. How you doing?
Love you too, buddy. I'm doing fine. Trying to make them dreams happen.
You know, you scared me because I wasn't able to contact you for a little while on the holidays, this and that. I wasn't seeing you, and I freaked out, and I told people on the air about 2 weeks ago, somebody find Coach John Johnson for me. He's not picking up the phone. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, well, you're just calling an old number, I think.
That shows you where I'm at. So, hey, listen, your health is good. How's Buster doing? You talk to him?
Yeah, he's doing good. You know, he's a boxing coach at one of the rec centers, and he loves it. He loves working with kids. I always say, Buster's more comfortable around kids than his adults, you know?
Yeah. Now,
his personality, he loves being around kids, and so it's a perfect job for him, you know?
You got him that gig. That was pretty cool, getting him that gig with the city of Columbus. Now, J.D. McCauley passed away a fortnight ago. Of course, he was one of Buster Douglas's trainers. He had that barbecue pit, and I think it sort of worked against Buster because, you weren't there that day, but one day we were in the office, and they had barbecue at 11 a.m.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was there.
Yeah, well.
Barbecue was good.
Yeah.
The barbecue.
Yeah.
I'll cut you.
Yeah, JD was the most critical person of our team because when Buster went to him and said, I'm going to restart my career, what do you think I should do? And he said, I think you should go see Johnny Johnson. And he called me and we set up the meeting. And 6 years later, you know, we went to Tokyo. So, but JD was awesome. He was an awesome friend. Great trainer, he was a great trainer. People did great going into the Tyson fight.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not always before, in fights and so on and so forth, Buster included, and maybe the training included and so on. But that fight, there's great preparation. You prepare to win, and that's what happened.
Your heart stopped when he went down, didn't it?
What's that?
Your heart stopped when Buster got knocked down, didn't it? No?
No. What I did, this is going to sound crazy. When he went down, he fell towards us backwards. And as soon as he hit the floor, I turned for a split second and looked at my son who was sitting behind us. And my thought was then, I'm proud of him no matter what happens. But then when I seen him roll over and hit the canvas, I said, he's okay, you know. And he got up at the count of nine. And when he came back and sat down, I started yelling at him, you know, he's going to come like hell, you understand? He's going to come like hell because you know what boy Mike was, you know. I'm going to come and tear your head off. So,
you know, one time we were kicking it, you and I, and I said to him, I said, why do you think James got in such great shape against Mike Tyson? You looked over him, he said, because we thought Tyson might kill him.
Yeah.
That's what you told me. You had to get in shape for a killer.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. Fighting Mike Tyson was a great motivator to get ready. Because if you didn't get ready, he's going to tear your ass up. You know, I mean, that was and I gained great respect for Mike Tyson during that fight. I thought we'd make him quit. I thought we'll beat him up for 6-7 rounds and he'll say fuck it, you know. But
coach,
he didn't quit.
Coach.
And then he got up, you know. We're not on HBO. Yeah, then he got up, and I had great respect for him then because, man, he was
hurt.
He took a lot of punishment, you know.
He did. For anybody to try to say Mike Tyson wasn't in shape for that, they don't know boxing. Coach,
that's for sure.
I want to wish you the best. I want to thank you for the four-letter words live on the radio, which is going to get me in a lot of
trouble.
Is going to get me in a whole lot of trouble. But, you know, I'm used to it. Coach, you've been getting me in trouble for 25, 30 years. What the hell?
Word.
What the
all
hell?
Right,
anyway,
right, love you.
Kiss your wife. We'll talk soon.
I sure will.
All right. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coach John Johnson, man. Of course, what can I say? We spent time together in Columbus, Ohio on many, many occasions. I got to go back and do a lot of television back there. Of course, the first time I met him and Buster, I talked to him on the phone the first time, and they set me up with an interview before he beat Mike Tyson. I was the only one that interviewed him prior to the Tyson fight. Everybody else said, ah, you're crazy. But Mike Marley of the New York Post told me he's challenging for the heavyweight championship. He deserves the respect to be interviewed. And I did, and he won. Straight up, life has never been better for Buster Douglas. And Mike Tyson, of course, a big awakening call. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.